Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. And in this tutorial, we will be going over on how to use the remote disc and or CD-DVD sharing option on macOS 10. Now, first, we need to start out with going into System Preferences. We want to go into our Sharing tab, and we want to enable DVD or CD sharing. Now, the next part is optional. You can either enable whether or not you want to be asked first whether or not this can be shared, or you can leave it off. You know, if you trust the home network that you're on or the network that you are on, whether or not you can or cannot share your CD or DVD drive devices. So make sure you enable that. Now, once you have it enabled, when you go into your screen sharing, it should work in theory. That's the way it should work for you. But you may want it where the remote disk shows up. So we'll just, for example, we'll click on the shared computer here. And it'll connect on. And then as you can see, my iWork08 installation disk. So we can go ahead and connect to that. That'll go ahead and load. And now I can install this disk onto the computer that I'm on, even though the actual physical CD or DVD or CD drive, CD itself, is actually on my other computer. Now, if we look over to the right, you may or may not see this, but you'll see that the CD drive is mounted where I'm able to use that. Now, let me just unmount that right quick. Now, what I want to show you is on the our other Mac here, which is on my daughter's computer. This is where the actual installation disk is actually inserted into, is on this computer. So it's actually loaded on here, and then you can see it on within the Finder itself. Now, in order to enable this so that you can use your remote disk, as a friend of mine had asked me, now when we click on remote disk, we'll see the computer on here, or if you go to your computer itself, you'll see the remote disk as well. But for now, we just click on remote disk, and then we'll connect to the computer that we want. Now, once we have the disk here, we can go ahead and double click on that. That way we can actually mount the disk itself, so we're able to access that CD or DVD drive. So we'll give that a moment to mount, and now that has mounted, we can proceed with the installation. And as you can see, as well on the right hand side, that CD is mounted as a physical drive itself. Now, the only thing is, and this is the workaround for this, is in order to enable that so that the remote disk shows up, you will need to use terminal. Yes, terminal. It's not a scary thing, but it is something you should get accustomed to using at some point in time. So we'll go ahead and open up here my little text edit, and then I can show you the information that needs to be inputted. It's actually two different lines, and both of these have to be enabled as true in order to show this. So once you know what it is you need to input, you'll then go ahead and open up terminal. Once you have terminal open, input the first line, hit return, input the second line, hit return as well. And then once you have that already completed through terminal, then the only thing you'll need to do is to reboot your system. Once you've rebooted it, then you'll be able to see the remote disk and be able to use this option. One thing to keep in mind, and this is per the Apple website, you're not able to use Remote Disc to play or view CDs or DVDs. Many reasons as to why, but if that's your reason for wanting to use Remote Disc, then this is not an option for you. Other than that, go ahead and try it out, set it up. Once you have it all set up and working correctly, you'll then be able to access your Remote Disc on both your Mac systems. Anyways, this was Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.